So we're going to start. Today's daf is daf lamed beis, a new perek. So the Mishnah is going to be dealing with a person who sends his get to his wife via a shaliach, and he decides before
changes his mind.
He doesn't want. He wants to cancel the shlichus. So the Gemara is going to discuss that Mishnah talks in certain ways where the get is batal, and other ways where the get is still valid, and in certain ways and in the ways he's supposed to or not supposed to be mevatel the get. Hashaleach get leishto. So a person sends a get to his wife, have to be dealing with a shliach leolacha, because if we're talking about a shliach lekabbalah, that means the moment that he gets the, that the woman gets the shliach gets the get, it's a done deal. So talking about a shliach leolacha. So hashaleach get leishto, v'higia b'shaliach, and he goes on his way and he passes the shliach. He gets in a faster car and he gets to the shliach, right? And he wants to before the shliach was able to give the get to the wife. Or he sends another shliach to chase him down. The amrlo and the husband, or the shliach, or the second shliach, who catches up to the initial shliach, says, get shenasati lecha, the get that I gave to you in order to give to my wife, batelhu, it's mevutal, do not use it to divorce his wife, hareza batel, the get is batel, and if the first shliach that continues on his way and gives it to the woman, it's not a get, and she's still married. Kidem etzel ishto. So I guess this is a lazy shliach. The shliach doesn't get there, and he gives the get to the shliach, and the man gets to his wife first. O sheshalach etzel shliach, or he sends another shliach, and that shliach gets to the wife first. Va'amrallah, and the husband or the shliach says in the husband's name, haget sheshalachti lach, the get that I sent to you, which you have not yet received. Right? Batel hu, it is batel. Hare ze batel. The get is batel, it's null and void, and therefore, when the first shliach comes and gives her the get, it doesn't count because it was already mevutal. Okay. For what? No. We'll see. All right. Im misha higia. If he wants to cancel the get, but misha higia get liyada. Once the get reaches her hands, shuv ein yachal avatlo. He's no longer permitted to cancel the get because she already received it. So Gemara is going to go. So what's the chiddush in each of these cases? It seems to be relatively obvious. Barishona, originally, which is before the time of any takana, hayaose beizdin, he would take a beizdin of three dayanim, mimakom acher wherever he was, umivatlo, and he would mivatlo the get before this beizdin. The wife wouldn't know about it. The shliach wouldn't know about it. He just was able to mevatel get in front of a beis din. But v'hiskin Ragamliel hazakein made a takana shelo yu osakein. You cannot be mevatel get. You can't do it not in front of the woman, not in front of the shliach. If they tikkun olam, it was one of those tikkun olam, which is going to lead us onto other mishnayos of tikkun olam, because you're not going to know about it. Rashi says shliach ino day b'davar malichol avi nisas. Well, she's going to use it and she'll get married. She has no idea. So the Gamliel made a takana that you may not be mevatel the get unless it's in front of the shliach or in front of the woman herself.
Okay. I assume that nowadays you can just call the shliach on the phone and say it's batel.
I don't know nowadays.
Really?
I don't know.
Same idea as going and telling him that.
I don't know. The Gemara now says it says that it doesn't say v'higia b'shliach, right? It says v'higio, right? Higio says. Rashi has having mashma sherodav acharav v'hisigo. It's mashma that he had kavana. He was chasing after her. Higio lo katani. Sorry, it doesn't say higio, right? It says v'higio. Higio seems to indicate by happenstance. He just happened to have gotten there, but not v'higio, meaning he didn't necessarily have in mind. He didn't run chasing after the shliach. But he sort of says higio lo katani el higio, which is mashma filu mimela. Right? Rashi says. Gemara says, and we don't say that he's just trying to cause her tzaras, right? Rashi says, because you would don't had he really had it in mind to be mevatel get, he would have ran after the shliach. Here he's going on his merry way, bumps into the shliach, says, maybe I'll be mevatel get. He says, "Ein b'daito levatlo." Rashi says, "Elat siur ba'alma chorosh chachayim." Shem hay b'daito levatlo hayerodav acharav v'tulei. Okay, so that's the chiddush of that part. Then the Mishnah says, "O she sholach acharav shliach lamali." Why do I need that case? right? If he, the first case was Osha Shalach Achrosha, which means he's doing it on purpose. He's sending a shliach, right? If he, if he. No, second case.
Second case is another shliach.
Right, so he's sending another shliach. So what do we need that case for? If he happens to bump into the original shliach, he's allowed to be vatel the get. If he purposely sends somebody after the guy, of course he should be. So Gemara says, Mal de tema, you might have thought, I'm not clear about the halvim here. Mal de tema, lo alima shluchusei de basra, mishluchusei de kama le batle. Kamashman, you might have thought that the first, why would you say that the second shlichus is more powerful, like alima, it's more strong than the first shlichus, and how would it have the authority to be mevatel it? Kamash malan, that the second shliach has the power. It's not this, but it's not the shliach that's being mevatel it.
No, but he made an effort. He made an effort in the second.
Right. No, the second one, the husband's retracting. All the husband's doing, he has the authority to retract the initial shlichus.
Exactly.
That's what he's doing. But why would he? Why would he not be?
Right.
Why would he not be able to?
Because you have conflicting
shlichus.
What?
You have conflicting shlichus.
No, you don't. I have my shliach, which is my authority. Then I'm retracting my authority.
Exactly.
I hear you. That's clearly what the Mishnah is saying. I don't. Chazon Ish asked my question. Like, why would you?
He's the company.
Right. He's the husband. I don't understand his answer.
I think you're asking
the Chazon Ish. I don't understand the answer. Something I said?
He doesn't like to share.
Something I said. Have a good day. Okay. Next case was, Kadam hu etzel ishto. He gets to his wife. Again, Lamali. Why do I need it? Why do I need it? If he can mevatel the get via shliach, why can't he even mevatel get himself by going to the wife? So he said, Gemara says, Ma'u detema, kilo arminos urikami kavdein. When do we say that he's not there just to cause her tsaros? Hani mi l'shliach. That's if he tells the shliach, aval de dida, but if he goes her himself to tell, if he just happens to get to her first, vadei letzurmi kamikavin kamash malon. It's definitely in order to bother her. Right? Why?
Just to make her crazy.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm not sure why would that be?
Why? What should it have mean to say? When do you say that his kavon is not to give her tsar? That's dafka when he tells a shliach. But when, instead of telling the shliach, he goes there earlier and meets her, it's definitely to be mitzah her. He doesn't have kavanah to be about to get. He just wants to bother her. Maybe because she doesn't even know about the get or something like that. She says, the shliach that's going to come, that gets me batel. And then she's like, well, what are you talking about? What get? What's going on? Maybe that's the reason that we have him, you know. Kamash wanted to know that he can tell her herself and be about to get.
Maybe because he's talking to her face to face, not through a shliach.
Right.
Therefore, what he's saying is tormenting you directly versus a shliach that doesn't have the same impact.
Maybe. Yeah, I'll take it. I don't know. It's good. As good as anything. Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Then it says, Osha Shalach Etzla Shliach. Or he sends a shliach to her to be vatal the get. So, Lamali, why do I need this din? Mao the Tema. Maybe you say, Ihu, the Baal, Tudulo Tarach, Adata Litsuura. Maybe he was saying, him himself getting to the wife, so he was mitarich, he took a tircha, he actually went on a travel, so he went on a travel, he's not traveling all the way just to be mitaricher, he's going for a reason. But to send somebody else to tell her about to get, in order to give it tzaros, maybe that he would do, so the sending the shliach is just the tzur kamakavin, kamash malon, that it's not the tzur kamakavin, it's valid, the validity of the cancellation is there, is valid. Okay.
The whole thing is it in Chiddush. You have a document out there. He's not like ripping it up. He's just saying, little boy. How do you do that with a document?
Okay, so we'll get to, Gemara's going to say, we have to be careful of the language that he uses. We'll get that in a moment. What is he actually being mevatel? So it seems to me, you'll see in a moment.
Words being mevatel.
We'll see in a moment. We'll see in a moment. So.
We've eliminated the problem by using Bezin anyway. All these issues don't take any
no, the Bezin that we mentioned before, nowadays.
Nowadays.
Yes, nowadays is nowadays, but we're just reading the Gemara. Okay.
But the makeshift
Bezin is very different. Okay. So, in Mishigia get liyada, if once the get reaches her hands, ain't a yachal avatlo, he's no longer able to avatlo. Marshal's pshita, what's the chiddush of that? The get reached her, nothing was cancelled. We have to figure out what he cancels when he does that. So what's pshita? So it's lo tzricha de mahadar aleya meikara mal tame igl nusam afraid of tuli batli kamashalan. He had in mind, right? He says the mahadar aleya meikara levatula. Before she got to get, he was already looking for her, or he's looking for the shliach in order to tell her to be batli get. And he didn't find them. He didn't find her. He wasn't able to catch up. So then when finally he gets there, she goes, and I guess we have Aiden or something, that originally he was trying to cancel it, Kamashman, that doesn't make a difference. You would think Igla Milslam Afreya that he wanted to get was Mavutal. That doesn't count. Because...
Once you get his torch,
it's done. It's done. He says, Mavutal Milslam Afreya, because I guess it's Dvar Shadvar Shabalev. He didn't do anything yet. It's all Dvar Shabalev. He wasn't able to cancel it. He has to be able to cancel the shlichus. He wasn't able to cancel it because he didn't get there. Interesting Tosfos. He says, Tosfos. Ma'ad Tema, it's the fourth Tosfos. He says, V'rava da amal kaman, we'll see on Shabbos' daf, the gule daita begilta milsahi, that just gilu das is having something in mind when it comes to get, that is valid. He says, Hainu shenoda kodem shegia get liyata. That's only if whatever we find out about his intentions before the get reaches her hands. Aval im lo noda oso, if he doesn't tell her, im lo noda oso gilu daita ad acher shegiliado. You don't know about what was in his mind until after the get reaches into her hands. Lav klumhu, it's nothing, right? You know, because Tosas is interesting. Tosas is a little further down. It's a time of mishum deva oso shashir. What if he's running after? He's running, he's chasing down, but we don't hear what he's saying. He's chasing the train. He just doesn't get there in time. Door's closed. But you see him chasing. He says, we don't know exactly what his intentions are. Maybe he's chasing down, go faster, I guess. I don't know. You have to really know what his intentions are. Oh, interesting. I mean, if you see him running afterwards, waving his hands, you have to figure out what, I mean...
Why would this be any different than if he's supposed to get up each night? If he doesn't go back in 30 days, and he's learning this.
Right.
Because he's warm up shopping than other cases.
Because the get here wasn't even given yet. Get out tonight. Here is your get out tonight. Here the get wasn't even given yet. So maybe that's a chilek. Okay.
She has to accept it or not necessarily? Like, as one time
of course she has to accept a get.
I'm saying she has to make a kingdom, just the
way
she holds it. Like, could you say
she takes the get. I agree. I take the get.
What?
She has to agree to the get. She can say no.
She can say no.
Of course.
Did we say before you give it a bal karcho?
Yeah,
the right. Not
bal karcho, you can give it.
Yeah,
but we say nowadays that
right,
she. Yeah, but we say nowadays she has to accept it.
I thought we said before it's bal.
I know, but nowadays we have the takanos rabbeinu Gershom, I believe, that says that she has to accept the get.
No, that's not
the she has to accept it.
Right, so I'm saying, once it comes to her hand, it's valid. And let's say she says, I reject this
gift. So, if it's before the Takan or after the Takan, I don't know. She has to take it into her hand, so she just stands like this,
no,
put her into her reshus. We have cases.
No,
we have cases. I don't think it matters. I don't think in the Gemara's time it mattered. I don't think it mattered. Tana Rabbanan. Someone says a get to his wife, and he wants to mivatel it, and he says, I guess he says to the shliach, or he says to the woman, batel hu, it will be batel, ef shibo, I don't want it, devarav kayomim, then that's valid. Pasel hu, if he says the get is pasel, or he says eno get, lo amar klum, then it's no good. I think he's making a difference between future or past, or basically means if he's trying to mivatel the shlichus, or mivatel the get. If he says that the get is pasul, it happened, pasul, but pasul is not true. Look at the get. It's signed, it's dated, everything's done. It's not pasul. And he says, it ain't no get. He says it's not a valid get. That's also, it's also not considered valid cancellation. Like Rashi says, he says, batal hu, it says, mashmina batal yihei. It should be batal in the future. V'chein e'ef shibo. That's valid. But pasul hu, lo mashma de iu mevatele ela motzi alav shein pasul. He's not trying to be mevatel it. He's just being motzi to say it to get itself as pasul. Vahaleka. It's not true. It's not pasul. Lo amar klum. She doesn't say anything. It's not canceled. Bezacha ba'al korcho. And she, when she gets it, she gets it. The im yesh lo. Oh, sorry, that's the next one. Okay. So the batel, we have, so if you say batel, or pus, or yefshibol, it's valid cancellation. But pusel, or enoket, it's not a valid cancellation. So the Gemara now says batel. Seems like the lashon of batel seems to indicate something in the future. It says batel, the memra, the batel, lishna di li batel nashba. That we say the word batel, it connotes a future. It is no, you know, I don't want it anymore. It's not going to be work in the future. V'ha'amar Rava bar Ivo, Amar Rav Sheshes. Sorry? Okay. Amar Rav Sheshes, v'amri lei, and some say Amar Rava bar Avua, some say Rava bar Avua says, someone who's getting a matana. Mikabel matana. Someone who's being makabel matana. Sha'amar la'achar she'bata matana liyado, who says after the gift enters his hand, gets to his hands, and he, I guess, accepted it, he says, matana zo mivuteles. This matana is canceled. Or tibatel, or should be canceled. Or he says, e'ef shiba. Or actually he says, matana zo mivutelis. It is now canceled. Or tibatel, or e'ef shiba. I don't want it anymore. All these lashonos are future, right? Lo amra klum. Right? All these things, future, he can't say anything because he already was makabalat. So he was already makabalat to get it. The matana is makayim bal karcho. Lo amra klum, Rashi says, v'zacha bal karcho. Interesting. V'in yesh lo bal chov, gov oso bishvilov. Nachmina being that if he says owe somebody money, he can collect it. Lefisha kol halashonos halalu lashon asin hein. These are all future. For hoel v'kivla in yochalachsibo. You can't say this will become batel. You already were mekabelit. So it doesn't make sense. However, if he uses the betelihi, if he uses past lashonos of betelihi or ena matana devar of kayamim, he can go about batel me. So over here he says the word betelihi. Rashi says, "Betelahi, mashma betela ha'isra mikodem shekibalti." Talks about it in the past. It was batel before he even got it. And haldas baldin kamei eden dummy. Right? Haldas baldin kamei eden dummy. It says if he never got it, he can't say this will become batel. He can say I never got it in the past. Have to figure out how that works. Point for our Gemara is that the lashon of batel here, betela, just in the keva form, the feminine form, is talking about past. And we say the lashon of batel is talking about future. So which one is it? So Gemara says, right? He says, "Alma batel mikara mashma." So how can you say that our Bernard Brisa, that when he says batel hu, it's mashma batel mikam ve'elach in the future? So Abai says, "You're right."
Yeah, like before he got it, our Gemara they might have given cheating. You already got the present already. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you received it, then
so Gemara says similar. Amar Abai batel shteilus shonos mashma. Batel's mashma. Batel is one of those words that can answer. It can be inferred future. It can be based on the context. It's about, right? Shneilashonos mashma. Mashma de batel, mashma that it was already in the past, and mashma de li batel, and mashma lashon in the future. So gabi get, when it comes to get, but basically we want to take the lashon and say that the lashon that he's using is valid. Right? Rashi says, shneilashonos mashma, the cave and the hachiyu, and since that's the case, stama de milsa, we'll make the stam, kitoin inish milsa de mahanya be milsa katoin. When a person wants to say, make a taina, we're going to give validity to his taina. So depending on the context, we're going to give whatever the context requires, that's how we're going to interpret the words. So when it comes to gabi get lishna de mahani kamar, when it comes to get, the stam is using valid lashon, which would mean it means in the future. And gabi matano, when it comes to matano, when we want him to use valid lashonos, lishna de mahani bakamar. Talk about a lashon that would work, which would be. That means in the past. Because we want to validate his words.
What does this word depend on what tense you use it in a sentence?
It's a word that has no tense. He says, get zeb bata. What does that mean? What does it mean? Meaning if we have one brice that says bata means it's a future tense, and we have one brice that says it's a past tense. And where it says it means both. Depending on the context you're using it, we're going to insert the valid meaning depending on the context. Okay. Amar Abai says, Naktinon, we have a Kabbalah, we know, that Shliach Matana, someone who sends a Matana via Shliach, that Shliach, Harehu Kishliach Aget, he is like a Shliach Aget, which means what? Nafkamina, which means what? Leholech Lav Kishchidami. And if you just say, Holech this Matana to my friend, it's not as if you're Zochah, because there's a big difference, though. When you give him Matana, the Havmina would be that's a Zuchus. So maybe we say, right, that he was Zochah and other Shlomo Funav. So the Gemara is saying here, Even though by get you can't say that the concept of zachah l'adash lo b'vana. So basically, by get, unless you, if you, when your husband says it, it's clearly shliach l'alacha. But the Abai is saying that we give the matana to a shliach, and you say holech. The word holech specifically means lav kischi, and therefore he's not the recipient is not makabel the get with that shliach, despite the fact that. Despite the fact that Zachar Shalom Lefonov, here you're specifically telling him not to be Zohar. Okay. Okay. So before we had the Lashon of Batel Hu. So the question was, Batel Hu? Is that future? Is that past? Now what if you just use the words Batel? Bring us back to our Nadarim days. Right? Don't worry about the words. Ravina Ashkechel Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak Tesoli V'kai B'Ivro D'Dasha. Ravina found Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak. I got, he was hanging out by the doorpost. I don't know why it's important to tell us where he was, but he's hanging out. Yeah. What?
To remember how the sword went.
Okay. Vika, I also think it, just from a Muslim standpoint, just wherever they were, they learned it. Okay. Okay. And he asked him the following question. If the husband says to the shliach, the get is batel. He doesn't say batel who. He says, get batel. Mahu. What's the din? Does that mean, is that Lashon past, or is that Lashon future? So the Gemara says, Teiku, didn't answer. Okay, I'm not sure what...
Wait, does this mean that when she got it already?
No. When she gets it, it's done.
Done, right. So what's his question?
He's telling the Shliach, or he's telling her before the get gets there, instead of using our Mishnah to use the language, everyone said, Batel, the Braisa we had was Batel who?
It's not
Batel. Yeah, it's Batel who, adds the word who. Now he uses the word Batel without the word who. So we said Batel who can either mean future, can either mean past. But Batel without the word who, does that make a difference?
What difference does it make?
Because what is he focusing on?
Make it to her, it's nothing. And if he didn't give it to her yet, then it's a debt. What difference does it make?
Well, because the Lashon of Batel, you have to be using a future language. You have to be using future language. If you're using past language, it's not a good nullification of the get. That's what we established before. So we're trying to figure out this language of batel without the word who, does that make a difference? The Gemara says doesn't know. Okay.
I would imagine in that conversation, the shliach would say, what?
I don't know what the shliach would say. Who knows? Who knows? Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Amar Labi Mas Nisan Tana. And some say we learned this in a brisa, he says to the shliach, the second shliach, or where he catches up to the guy, get ze lo yo-yo, this get will not be, won't work to divorce her. Or lo yatir, it's not going to, matir sum, it's not going to separate us, it's not going to free. Lo yazim, it's not going to permit her to leave. Lo yishalach, it will not send. Ve lo yigarish, or he says, yehei cheres, yehei kicheres, devar kayamim. All of the shonos are mashma in the future. It will not, it should not, so you're not being motzi laz on the, you're not saying that the get is bad. You're basically attacking the shlichus, so to speak. This get should not work. This get is not going to work. Why won't it work? Because you're attacking the shlichus. But if he says, eno moil, not that it's not lo yov in the future, it's not a good get. Eno matir, it's not going to be, it can't be matir here. Eno maziv, eno mishlech, eno magresh, cheresu, it's considered, it is a piece of cheres. Ki cheresu, lo amar klum, he says nothing. Why? Because he's not being mevatel to get from this point going forward. He's giving testimony on it that in the past, there's a psul, something in the get, and therefore it's not going to work. And this is incorrect, because we see the get in front of us without any of the psul. I don't know, why can't he say this get was written without, it's not mo, because it was written without lishma. You can't see lishma in the get. I don't know.
But he's going to have it
back. Just give it back to me. All right. Rashi says, Enum mo'il. He says, mashma to who enum vatlo, elid meid bo shehu puzzle. Right? V'hal lo chazina be'psul, v'yikai mechosamav. We can just be mekayim, obviously we can be mekayim even the lishma gets taken care of that. You can kayim it with the signatures, with the edim, and it's a valid get. Okay? So Yivbailuhu. Again, just focusing on the language. Yivbailuhu. Harehu cheres mahu. If he doesn't say yihei cheres, that was future. That was clear. If he says cheres hu, it was just past, that's no good. What if he says the lashon of harehu cheres? It is cheres. So mahu. Is that indicating future, and therefore valid, or indicating past, and therefore invalid? So mahu. So Amrle Ravina Lo Ravacha Bray de Rava. So Ravina says to Ravacha, the son of Rava, the Amri Law, and some say it was Ravacha Bray de Rava, Lo Ravashi. Ravacha said to Ravashi, Maishna, why is that different from Harehu Hektesh, Harehu Hefker? When you say this is Hektesh, or you say this is Hefker, right? Harehu, the same language. Harehu, it's, you can't say Harehu, this is something that was Hektesh in the past. When you say Harehu, I'm taking this thing and saying this is now going forward going to be Hektesh. This now going forward is Hefker. So Harehu is now going forward, which is Mikan Lahaba, which would be a valid, which would be valid Lashon for her to him to move out to the get. Right? Rashi says, Maishna me Harehu Hektesh, the Kaimullah and the Have Hektesh, become a Duchde. Right, so too here, Harehu is mashma that it is in the future, mashma asid from Mikan La'aba, and therefore it would be valid language to cancel the get. Okay.
She's saying it's good.
That's a good lashon to cancel the get, depending on what you want. Is it good or not good? It's good to cancel the get. Valid to cancel the get. Okay.
It's all talking about that, we can't cancel shlichus.
Yeah, I mean, that's, he tells the shliach that you're no longer my shliach. You can retract the shlichus. But that's not what's happening here. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can cancel the shlichus. It's not like it's not irrevocable, right? You can send somebody by proxy, so and then you can,
focusing on the document,
right? Then you can cancel the proxy, right? Focusing on, you can cancel a proxy usually. No, you can cancel a proxy. Okay, so that's the rules here. They have other rules.
There's a lot of trust that's irrevocable.
Even irrevocable
trust. Irrevocable. As long as you write it, you can irrevocably revoke an irrevocable trust.
You and all the beneficiaries get together, you can
revoke it. Okay. So, now the Gemara is going to talk about this get. Okay, this get that the husband was mevatel, which he really wasn't mevatel to get. He sort of was mevatel to shliach, which is going to be the maskana of the Gemara in the end. So, but chozer and regarishbo, or eno chozer and regarishbo. Okay, then you reuse that get. Forget all the date issues and all that other stuff that have to be dealt with. Is the get itself valid to be used again? I'm mevatel the get now, and then another day later, you say, you know what? I found my wife. She's still upsetting me, or I'm still upsetting her. Here's the get. Can you use that? Do you have to write a new one?
Was that be get Yashin?
I said, putting aside the dating issues, you have to deal with that. So chozer migarispa, she says, im nimlach abahu. So you have Edim that clearly state that they had no yichud, they had no problem to get Yashin. Okay? So im nimlach abal lachsu v'garish beget shebitlo. Can he use it? So Rashi says, oh, eino chozer megarish. Right? Mi amrina batel gita v'havile kichaspa. Do we say that the get is batel and it's like a piece of shard clay? Oh, dilm, what do we say? Shluchu sa de shliach hu de batel. Just the shliach is mevatel. Ad the hadar mashli shliach av agitel batel. Until he appoints him again. But the get is not batel. I think it was, I don't know if it was Kasha weeks, the way we were describing the Lashonos was that it clearly means the only way it's valid is if you're Mavata, you're attacking the Shlichos, you're not attacking the get itself. But I think that's, so I'm not sure about the Havamina, but the Gemara gets to it. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman Amar.
But you're attacking the self is not
the junk. Yehi kecheres. It would be like cheres.
It would be like.
Right, which means that you're still holding my document.
You're attacking the document.
Right, in the future, but it's going to be get kecheres in the future, meaning you can't use it going forward. Which I think means you're... Well, let's see how the Gemara...
He's saying don't go anymore. He's saying... That
right, he's not... But we're saying the future language is what permits him to say it, because he's not attacking the get.
Right.
He's not attacking... He's saying for the future it's going to be, but he's not saying the get itself was written invalid.
Right, but you could say stop going at the same
time. Yeah, we just said that. We didn't talk about that, but I'm sure he can get to the shliach and say, stop.
Right, isn't that the whole purpose of the Gemara?
Right. You can just tell the shliach, you know, forget about the get that I gave you. Just say, I'm revoking your authority.
We had
the shliach. He sends a second shliach to tell the guy, the first shliach, that he's no good. That works. So if he himself goes and catches the shliach and says the shliach, your shliach is batel, I'm canceling your shliach. I'm sure that's going to work also.
In that case, you could probably use the get still. If you just stop the shliach.
That's what Gemara's asking the question.
Chozer
Megarishba. Oh, Eil Chozer Megarishba. So Rav Nachman Amar Chozer Megarishba. You can go ahead and you can be Megarish. Rav Sheshes Amar Eil Chozer Megarishba. You cannot. The Hilchas HaKavasi to Rav Nachman. And the Halacha is like Rav Nachman. That you can reuse the get. So the Gemara says, Eini, is that really the Halacha? V'hakai Malan, we know that the Halacha is established, Kevasi to Rav Yochanan. It goes like a Rav Yochanan to Amar Chozeres, who says that the woman can retract. What's that case? Need Rashi. Okay, to the Rav Yochanan to Amar Chozeres. Let's read Rashi. So, b'kiddushin, im kiddushin, the perik omer l'chaveiro, omer l'isha, the case is, guy says to a woman, his kadashri li b'mos halalu, be mekadesh, you'll be mekudosh to me with this money after 30 days. And within those 30 days, the chazer, and she says, okay. She says, okay, you definitely need her acquiescence for Kedusha. Right? She says, okay. The chazer b'abatok shloshim. Right? And then she closes, she retracts within the 30 days. Bitlo ha-kedushin, the kedushin of avutol. Hoel u'bitlat bitlaton kodem shiucholin, because she was a vatalit before they were chal, before they took effect. So there, so hachinami the batal gita. So she can be vatal the kedushin. Why don't you say here she can be the get is also batal? So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hachinashta, hasam it's dibor v'diburhu. Her acceptance of the get is via divor, and her acceptance of the kedushin is via divor, and her nullification of the kedushin is via divor. It's dibor v'dibor, and asi divor mivatal dibor. But hacha. What's he doing here? He's only been mevatel l'shlichus. But gita gufa mika batel. He's not being mevatel l'get. He's mevatel l'shlichus. Right? Rashi says.
Here you got to come back to the zman and everything.
I said it three times already. We'll have to deal with that. But I have to deal with that. So dibur v'dibruhu, right? Rashi said that's by the case of the kedushin. Mitchila ha'isam mitkadesh shadei ha'dibur shenisratz to b'kedushin. So asi dibur shel chazara. So comes the words, this the expression of dibur of retraction umivatel dibur umiyahu hamos lo batlu. The money's not batel, right? She'im chazar b'kutshav b'hen midaita mitkadeshes. He can still use that money.
Right.
So to here he can still use that get. So what's Rav Sheshes says Halim? You know, that says that ain't no chos regards, bro. Like what's going on? What does that mean? So Tosso says, he says, because basically it's only a dibor. So how would Rav Sheshes say that the dibor of the baal can be vatal the mice of the get? How does that work according to Rav Sheshes?
Well, in general, how does that work?
How does it work at all? No, because we said it works now because it's only been vatal the shlichus. According to Rav Sheshes, he's vatal the actual get. Right. The get itself. Why? He just retracts the shlichus and now there's something wrong with the get.
Are you saying you hate the chers, are you impugning the actual document?
No, you're doing it in the future. That's what we established. That when you say in the future, you're attacking the shlichus, not attacking the get. If you say the get was a piece of chers, say the get is puzzle, that means I'm saying in the past, that's an invalid get. He's not attacking the get. What's your attack to get? You can't do that. The get's valid.
So, I mean, looks, but then once the get gets there, no matter what, let's say she finds the get, does she divorce them? So the get's still not active get then.
But it has to be, if she finds it, it's nothing. He has to give it to her.
Yeah.
There's no authority not to transfer the get over.
So you're
missing the Venasan.
Right,
you're missing the Venasan. So what's the Chavim? The question is, according to Rav Sheshes, the guy writes a valid get. There's a whole Maisa here. He comes to the Dibor, he's Mavata the Shliach, and now all of a sudden that get has to be ripped up. It can never be used. Why? What impugned the validity of the get itself? So Tosos asks that question, and I'm not sure I understand his answer. He says, Tema. They all agree. Oh, sorry, the Tosos Rav Sheshes. It's the third Dibur Maskil.
When you write and get the Shema, does it have to be the Shema to the person?
Yes.
The Shema to the time and the place. Meaning that it's.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, the Shema is to the person.
To the person. To the person.
The time and the place are on the document. But the Shema.
If he's going to just bank this and put it away for another million days,
senator. Right. You have other issues that you can deal with that. But let's say it's not about bank for another day or rainy day. Let's say it's 2 seconds later. So it's the same day. You don't have any problems regarding the dating of the star. It's an hour later in the same day. So, they talk it, they discuss about it, and they say, you know what? We were right to begin with. We need to get divorced. Here's the get. Rashi says you can't use that get. Why not? What impugned the validity of the get? So, and I go, we're talking about the Havamina of the Shita that we're not passing like. But okay. So Rav Sheshes says, Tema, right? Vahar Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan, the Plig Reish Omer Kedushin, Masim, the Modul, they both agree, the Loasi Dibur Vatel Dibur, Vatel Maisa. The Dibur can't be Vatel Maisa. You have a Maisa of the Ksiv of the Get. So Tosos answers, he says, he'll go down, he says, Vyesh Lomar, Te Kol Zman Shalohi Giyali Yara Isha, Lo Chashiv Gmar Maisa. The final Maisa. That a maisa has to have halachic validity. Writing the get is why I'm interpreting it. Is that the halachic action of a get is the nesina.
Right.
Prior to the nesina, there's no maisa of the ksivas haget. It's only the nesina. So therefore, you still the dibur. It's still not in the category of. It's very difficult, I think.
So half the maisa is a dibur.
Yeah. A non-complete halachic maisa is not considered a maisa, and therefore a dibur can be mevatel it, according to Rav Sheshes.
No, because that's one component of it.
Correct, but. Lemaisa, he did a maisa. But you have to just look. I mean, that's just the way I'm trying to answer. The way I wrote it is that I said the halachic action, without an asino, there is no halachic maisa. And asi dibur, and when we say ein dibur vatal maisa, that a dibur cannot be vatal halachically valid maisa. Okay, that's what I think. And you can more than welcome to argue on that.
Regular shtar would be the same way. A regular shtar,
I guess. Well, it depends. It depends. You don't have those problems necessarily with us or
not so long. There's no issue.
The Oresa, you could have been about to leak. I just going to a Bezdin locally and saying, I'm about to leak.
But he's not about to leak. Again, he's saying the future. It's not going to be valid to be used, but to get it, it's about to the shlichus. Right. Correct.
That's a dibur.
But he's mevatel the shlichus. So it's and the shlichus is also a dibur. Right. So it's a dibur and mevatel a dibur. Right. Okay. Next. Now we're going to get into Barishona Haya Osa. Originally, the guy would make a beis din in his own place. Mevatel the get, not in front of her, not in front of the shliach. What? Right. So Itmar, vatel the shlichus. Itmar. So Itmar, bifnei kamo hu mevatlo, in front of how many people is he have to be vatel again? So you think he says based on it should be three. Rav Nachman Amr Fnei Shnayim, you're going to need two, because he says it's not the Amonos. What do you need three for? Right? Rav Sheshes Amr Fnei Shlosha, you need three. Rav Sheshes Amr Fnei Shlosha, why you need three? Based in Katani. So you need a based in is three. Rav Nachman Amr Fnei Shnayim, you need two, because the Beit Shrei Nami based in Karilu. Because two people is also considered based in. So what? We'll see in a moment. But what's the Nafkamina? It's like, it doesn't apply anymore. Why are we learning about this? So I think because the Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel says that Rabbi holds.
You keep going back to that.
What?
Why are we learning the thing that doesn't have nothing
to do? But why are they hacking? Why are they hacking now? Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes are asking about. Yeah, but usually you say, what does it have to do? My Indian Zed, so I've seen that. What is it? It's because Rabbi's going to hold enough Lamed on tomorrow's Daf that, Rav Gamliel made the takana that you're not supposed to do that. But if you did do it, it's valid. So how many people, in what way would it become valid? I think that's why. Okay. So I'm Rav Nachman. How do I know that two people are also called the Beis Din, David? That's who's asking your question. How do I know that? So he says, the Tnan, we'll see later on in our parak, the Gabu Prosbul, right? The Prosbul, we all know, you make the Prosbul, and therefore the loans are not Meshamet. So he says, because it says, he'll make the Prosbul, it said, Mosrani lifnechem ploni you ploni hadayonim. I say in front of you ploni, which is two, hadayonim, shebemakom ploni. So therefore you see two. Two is valid. Which is interesting, because that's even a Dine Mamnos. But two is considered a Beis Din also. So how does Rav Sheshes answer that? Rav Sheshes says, Artu Tana Kiruchel Achshivu Lezel. Tana's not a peddler, it's going to constantly. It's not going to say, Ploni, you Ploni, you Ploni. Just Ploni, Ploni, just stop, just say it. And you have to know how many people are on the Beis Din. Okay, that's one. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says another way, Mino Aminola, how do I know? The Tnan, we have in Shvius, where they're talking about the Prosbul again, so the 10th parak of Masechet Shvius. The Snan had Dayanim Chosmin Lamata. The Dayanim signed at the bottom of the text of the Prosbul, O Edim, or the Edim sign. Either Dayanim sign or the Edim sign. So the Gemara says, My love, Dayanim dum you the Edim. Why don't you just say that Dayanim are similar to the Edim, right? Ma Edim Shnayim, after Dayanim Nami Shnayim. Just like Edim or two, so to Dayanim or two. Anyway, why don't you just say it the other way? Right. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, right, Rashashis, Mediaris, is that a Raya? Like David says, Hakadisa, Hakadisa. We know the rules. If you use Aden, then you gotta use two. If you use Dayanim, you gotta use three. Those are the rules. Yeah. That's what he says. Okay. Right. So, let's just finish up to the two dots. Yeah? Okay, finish up to the two dots. Okay, the Gemara now goes back what Rav Nachman said, right? Rav Nachman brought the Mishnah. It says, either Dayanim is signed at the bottom or the Edim. So, Lamali to Mr. Dayanim, Lamali to Mr. Edim. Why does the Mishnah have to write there and say that you can sign the Prosbul Dayanim or Edim? I guess they're saying it's sort of partial. Either way, either one can sign the Prosbul. So, Hakamash Malan, the Mishnah comes to teach us, the Lokshna Kasa Beloshan Dayanim, the Chasmi Edim, the Lokshna Kasa Beloshan Edim, the Chasmi Dayanim. Now, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter what the text says in the Prosbul. If the text says it was written in Mosrani Lefnechem Dayanim, and then the people, so it's language of Dayanim, and the signatures say Edim, that's valid. Or if the text says Edim, and they sign that word Dayanim, that's also valid. It doesn't make any difference. Okay, so we'll stop here. Everybody have an excellent day.